I didn't see it on the ground, so somebody took it up.
Questioned his boat 15 minutes ago or so, 20 minutes ago. He ought to be here.
Who? Richard.
Okay. Is that your boat out there on the trailer behind your truck?
It says Ranger on it.
Yeah, I think it's just leak night.
The one that's got the money marks on it?
Yeah, that thing's beautiful.
Is that where you
You had to pay for it one way or another. I can't know.
You gotta have somewhere to put your money.
That's what I think.
That's
I just
what
got a 1948
thought.
Aluminum boat down the road. That thing's cost me, I don't know how much money since I got it. Thanks, by the way, Gary, for and Sharon for the depth sound.
You get the electronic
Oh, you're welcome.
Like,
cool.
Huh?
It works great.
You got everything in?
Well, I wouldn't give you something.
Well, just your fish finder. That's all I put in so far because the kid's gonna take it down. Okay.
That's a good fish finder.
Yeah, it was a good depth finder, but when I bought that plotter, it was all included.
Yeah,
so
you can get it.
Didn't need to.
Yeah. We get it after me.
Do you want to give Richard another 5 minutes before we...
He knows what time.
I don't care.
Okay, so we're going to bring this meeting to order on Thursday, July 9th, 2020 at 3 p.m. Get a roll call, Danielle, please.
Sharon?
Here.
Roy?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Richard is absent.
Are there any public comments either online, Danielle?
I do not have any public participants online.
Okay.
And I did not receive any emails from either the info or my email. I've not received any public comments on this.
Okay, good enough. Gary, since you're the only person in public, you didn't fill out a public comment, don't have any comments on anything today. Okay. We'll move to number three, workshop items. A, strategic business plan, 5-year midpoint update. Gary?
I got to start off, is any questions from the board on the plan?
I guess the question I have is, due to the economic times that are we're experiencing right now, if we put, then obviously this is a guide, it's not cast in iron or stone, so it's just that, it's a guide that this is our objectives, but they've also got to be realistic based on economics.
Correct, absolutely.
And Ken, for your information, these business plans that come up all the time, really the only thing that they do is give the manager and the board something to shoot for, and then they change all the time. Then they sit on a shelf for 10 years. And they're very hard because of the economic times. Even when we're not in hard economic times like we are right now, these projects are so vast and so large, and the condition the port's been in for so many years, it's been almost impossible to grab any of these projects and start them and complete them. We've got a lot of money out there on engineering, research, and all that, but we've got very little out there on groundbreaking. For many, many years, we have very little groundbreaking. We are going to be groundbreaking in October on a fuel dock project, work dock also.
Roy?
Yes, ma'am.
And I believe also having this in place also helps with
funding,
grants,
yes,
and things that can become available in the
absolutely
future.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't go get funding without the strategic business plan.
Yeah, this is really the first step that everybody's on board going ahead in that direction. So just on Ken's point on economic side of things, I don't know if you guys heard the news today. I heard it on the radio several times on the radio that the state has lost, well, it says coronavirus kills us off $273 million in statewide projects. So all the money that they had planned for the lottery bond money in 2019, it's all gone. So the one project in Coos Bay was a $15 million channel deepening project. That's gone. As well as, like I said, 37 projects, they lost their money. So I got a little worried about our money for $600,000 that we got, but that's already earmarked. It was 2017, so we haven't lost our money.
Good news.
It was money that was appropriated in 2019 that's gone. So.
And this was put together very well.
So that packet there that I gave everybody today, if there's no changes from today's workshop, that same packet's gonna go to the next regular meeting for final approval. So the public has one more last chance to bring up any comments, but I call it kinda unlikely that we're changing anything since we've had the 30-day period and two workshops. But if there's any major changes, then obviously we could change it, but.
Well, the two things that I see happening that are somewhat out of our control is DEQ and Harbor Sand. You know, as to, we're spending a lot of money in both of those areas that, it's pretty hard to get a realistic, value put on both of those, so we can plan a lot of some things.
Ken, did you and Sharon receive, in your emails from Gary, the last letter from Kelly?
Yes.
Harbor Sanitary?
I didn't, I don't know if I did, I read, that's her last one or not.
Yeah, it was emailed to everybody yesterday.
You got yours, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Tried and true.
Okay, I got a lot of respect for you from resigning from that board, I really do.
No, I wish I would've stayed.
Do you?
Because of that.
Well.
Because when I got to read that letter this morning. Oh, my God. I don't care. I can't write some beans today. I cut my finger.
Oh, no.
That's right, we're gonna be attending.
They signed anyways.
You wanna, Ken, you wanna pass them down?
So Gary, you want to.
I'm not an author.
Are there any further questions from you for the board?
Nope. I don't have any, if the board doesn't have any questions on what was presented, I'm good to go.
I think it was well done.
Any discussion, Joe? Any discussion or questions, Ken?
No.
Any discussion or questions?
No, thank you.
Wait, no? Moving on to four, our next regular meeting date is Thursday, July 21st, 2020 at 6 p.m.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I was gonna say Tuesday. Number five, this meeting is now adjourned at 3:07 on Thursday, July 9th, 2020. 7 minutes.
There is somebody online? You said there was nobody online.
There's someone on the line now.
No, it's just Stephanie from Business Oregon. There's nobody on the line.
Oh, Stephanie.
I just was. Yeah, I was just calling in to say hi and show support. There's no fancy needs or anything that needs to happen. I just was curious if about public comments, that's all. So.
Oh, cool.
But seeing none, I think we're good. Yeah,
cool.
It sounds like we're on track for things. So I appreciate your patience. I didn't mean to stress anybody out. And thanks for going through the fuss. I'm grateful.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie.
All right. Yeah, you bet. Have a good day, guys.